You're listening to Morning Edition on KGOU. I'm Claire Donnelly. The federal government is once again considering whether to use the Endangered Species Act to protect the lesser prairie chicken, a finicky bird struggling to thrive in increasingly fragile western grasslands. As State Impact's Joe Wirtz reports, some landowners and environmentalists say Oklahoma and other states' conservation efforts are off track.
The silhouettes of a few old oil wells and Stanley Barbie's ranch house quickly fade after a short drive down a narrow path and prairie tall enough to swat a pickup truck side mirror.
I heard the old timers talk about when they come to this country and there wasn't any fences and there wasn't any trees and there wasn't anything, how you just almost feel lost.
Today, the Barbie family owns an ocean of grass in Oklahoma's panhandle. The scrubby sandhills are the same ones that greeted Barbie's great-grandfather before statehood, when he started what would become a 40,000-acre ranch in a region dubbed No Man's Land. No Man's Land, it turns out, is also a great home for a lesser prairie chicken.
Yeah, it's fun to watch them. Sometimes they'll fly, sometimes they won't. But if they fly, they won't go very far.
It's getting hard to find the gray and brown grouse, which is celebrated by bird nerds for the elaborate and short-lived song and dance its roosters perform to woo mates in the spring. An estimated 300,000 lesser prairie chickens roamed Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, and Kansas in the 1970s. The most recent survey puts the total number of lesser prairie chickens at around 38,000.
Yeah, you need to be here at daylight.
The federal government has several programs intended to roughly double the bird's population on a patch of increasingly profitable prairie. It's also home to crops and drilling rigs, wind turbines, and transmission lines. Tall objects prairie chickens won't be near or breed near because they're good perches for predators.
Yeah.
Oklahoma and its four neighbors created a conservation plan in part to prevent the federal government from listing the bird under the Endangered Species Act, a designation that brings major hassles to landowners and industry. Under the plan, companies voluntarily agreed to restrictions and paid fees that go to landowners who preserve habitat for the birds. In return, J.D. Strong with the Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation says companies were protected if the bird were ever listed.
It's basically an insurance policy.
And it came in handy. In 2014, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service listed the lesser prairie chicken as threatened, and a big Texas oil and gas organization promptly filed a lawsuit and won. The bird was delisted around the same time oil prices plummeted. Without a looming endangered species threat, energy companies that once flocked to the voluntary insurance program bailed.
It's been significant. We've seen 75-80% decline.
I think we're rolling.
Christian Hagen is an Oregon State University professor. He says prairie chicken habitats have seen a lot of positive changes, especially improving numbers after the devastating drought eased in 2013.
Now the question is if we don't suffer another horrendous drought and the conservation actions continue, will we be able to achieve the goals that have been set forth?
Hagen says it's too early to know for sure whether conservation efforts are working.
You know, rebuilding things is often a slower process than tearing them down.
But Wayne Walker says lesser prairie chickens won't rebound unless Oklahoma and its four neighbors make changes to their conservation plan.
The distinction is it's a private sector model versus a government sector model.
Unlike some at-risk species that live on public land, the prairie chicken's habitat is almost entirely privately owned. Walker is the founder of Common Ground Capital, which brokers permanent conservation land like the Barbie Ranch to companies seeking conservation credits. The problem, Walker says, is the state's program doesn't pay enough to lure people to sign permanent contracts that promise the land will never be developed.
It basically says, hey, we're going to pay you X amount an acre, take it or leave it. And that's not enough money to get the best stuff.
Landowners, wildlife officials, and environmental groups expected the Fish and Wildlife Service to make a new ruling on the prairie chicken's endangered species status last month. It's unclear how the agency might rule. Many of the factors that led to its threatened listing haven't changed much, but the process is now overseen by an administration that has moved to weaken the Endangered Species Act. And the Federal Fish and Wildlife Agency has been without a permanent director since President Trump took office in 2017. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. You can find more of Joe's stories on Oklahoma's environment and wildlife by visiting KGOU.org and clicking the link for State Impact.